Haven't adjusted McCray through the week with his ankle injury. You think he'll be ready to go?
I thought he did some good things yesterday at practice. So today is built into the week to really to get through these types of situations, give the guys a chance to recover. So tomorrow's practice will be important for him. But I mean, he's focused on playing, and knowing Justin, I'm sure he'll do everything he can to be out there lined up.
You have to make a couple of roster moves today today or tomorrow, you think? Or
I don't anticipate any roster moves today.
What have you thought of Chicago's cornerback Kyle Fuller? He obviously had a good rookie year, then he's had some injury problems and seems to be back.
I think he's playing his best football of his career there. I think has a really good stretch here. So they're playing good as a defense. It's so much is said about their front seven, but he's definitely playing very well.
How about Hicks? Is he kind of an unusual guy at his size?
He's a heck of an athlete, number one, and just the presence that he has in the interior. You can, and particularly how they play against the run. He's definitely a huge factor, and I think his pass rush statistics speak for themselves. I mean, he's a force, and Jari and him have a lot of history together. So that'll be a big matchup for us.
Mike, we all know what happened here when Trevathan hit Devontae. And do you have to make sure your players I don't even know if Trevathan's going to play. He's on the injury report. But if he does, do you just have to make sure your players don't do anything out of the ordinary?
No, I don't think so, because that's how I feel about our locker room. But you have reminders each and every week, I'm more focused on anytime you go into a situation for the first time. And, we have a number of first-year players that are going down to Soldier Field for the first time. And, having the right shoes on, the right cleats, and getting out there checking the grass and those types of things. And just really making sure we're ready for the climate of what we're getting into. We clearly understand the type of game we're getting ready to compete and win. So, you're always talking about discipline, particularly emotional discipline at the end of the whistle. So that's a pretty standard reminder when you get to Saturday night.
Hey Mike, with inside backer, Joe, Blake, and Jake, I think all came in with a ball of year each other in the throw. How much do you think that continuity sort of helped them?
I think it helps a lot. I think you're seeing a little bit of that in the running back room. I think when you have guys that come in the same year and, same timeline, their learning curve is very similar. So they're, it's the same phase of their lives personally. And I think it speaks to a close-knit room, and you can see how they feed off each other and help one another. And, that's very normal, and it's definitely in place in our linebacker room.
You got Vince back last week. Maybe you'll get Ahmad back this week or next week or whatever it is. But what would it mean to get some extra guys at that position? I know Clay and Nick have been playing off a lot of snaps.
Pass rushers. I mean, the elephant, the outside linebackers, they're primary positions in our defense. So I think that answers the question. You like to have six on your football team that you're rolling through there. And so when you've been short, two guys pretty much the whole year, it definitely stresses other areas, and it just, as you stated, Clay and Nick have played a lot of snaps.
Some of the players mentioned, actually you kind of mentioned it too, but some of the players mentioned this week that before that last drive against Detroit, there was a message: let's treat this like it's for the game. Do you think you can build off of those fourth quarter possessions?
Definitely. I mean, it was clearly the opportunity to improve. We have a young quarterback that's playing in his second game. Two-minute drills are hard to come by. So it was clearly taking advantage of an opportunity to improve. We had worked 2 minute throughout the week, and we had four practices going into the Detroit game. So we had a 2 minute drill in every one of those practices. So Detroit was in a lot of two-minute drills, so it was really for both sides of the ball. And I thought our guys did a heck of a job and just to finish off the game, and hopefully we can carry that forward.
Mike, does the Patriots' claim of Martellus Bennett change anything that you think, or view of Marty, or anything that happened here?
Well, I'm not going to get into the Patriots claiming Marty. I mean, I just, you know, just reiterate what I said yesterday. I mean, I think, you know, I just know what the facts are and how the timeline came about. And, you know, I talked to him, was it, you know, Tuesday after the practice, and he had the shoulder concern injury. I advised him to get the second opinions. He did that. I mean, he went to a number of them. You know, and then the last medical conversation I was involved with in regards to Marty was, you know, they were talking about scheduling surgery. So, you know, after that, it's, you know, then you have the termination and then the claim. So I really don't have any comments on that. It's just, you know, I've answered the question for the last time respectfully.